It's been a week and a half since a gunman killed 9 people at Umpqua Community College in Oregon. In that time, gun-related legislation has moved forward in a couple of states. In California, Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill banning concealed weapons from schools and universities, while in Florida, a bill that would allow people to openly carry guns has cleared its first hurdle in the legislature. Florida is one of just 5 states that currently ban open carry, and Republican State Representative Matt Gaetz wants to change that. He introduced the bill in the Florida House, and he's with us from Tallahassee. Representative Gaetz, welcome, and tell us what your bill would do exactly.
Well, my legislation, in its purest and simplest form, restores constitutional liberty. Florida is one of only 5 states in America today that does not allow citizens to carry a firearm openly. We would still require a Floridian to have a permit to do so. We would allow private property owners to define the terms of firearm activity on their private property. But if someone is on public property or their own property and they would like to openly carry a handgun, we think Florida ought to join the 45 other states who permit their citizens to do that.
And what would the permitting process be? How difficult would it be to get the permit necessary to carry?
Well, right now, we've got about 20 million Floridians, and about 1 million of them have a concealed carry permit. Felons are not eligible for a concealed carry permit. I'm a Republican member. I worked with a Democrat member in the 2011 session to curtail the ability of those who are mentally ill to obtain a concealed carry permit. And also, one can only obtain one of these permits for a handgun. So there wouldn't be an opportunity when my bill passes for someone to, you know, walk down the street with an AK-47 in their hand. But someone could openly carry a handgun with a permit.
And why is it so important to you that people be able to openly carry a gun rather than just have concealed carry?
Well, it's not about whether or not the issue is important to me. It was important to the founders who drafted our Constitution.
But you're the one bringing the bill forward here.
Sure, because it vindicates a constitutional right. You know, there's a constitutional right to bear arms in our country, of course, subject to, common sense gun laws like the gun laws we have in Florida that require background checks and waiting periods. And regardless of how one feels about those, and there's healthy debate about it, there's certainly, I think, an existing regulatory structure there that the bill does not alter. But if someone obtains a permit to carry concealed, there's no evidence to suggest that allowing that person to carry their firearm openly would in any way impair public safety. But we are vindicating and restoring people's rights. And that's always an exciting thing to do in government.
And why introduce this kind of a bill right now, so soon after yet another devastating mass shooting, the one at Umpqua Community College in Oregon?
Well, the premise of your question is that somehow restoring people's constitutional liberties and allowing people to carry firearms openly would in any way increase the propensity of mass shootings or other violent crime. Actually, the opposite is true. The Department of Justice maintains a Bureau of Crime Reporting Statistics. The most recent year that those statistics have been maintained and aggregated was the year 2012. In 2012, 42 states allowed open carry and 8 states did not. And in the states that allowed open carry, violent crime was actually 23% lower. The murder rate was 5% lower. The robbery rate was 36% lower. The aggravated assault rate was 23% lower. So there is absolutely no statistical basis for the position that allowing people to openly carry firearms would increase the propensity of mass shootings or violent crime.
Well, it's interesting you cite those numbers, because I'm looking at a recent study from researchers at Stanford University that found that right to carry laws are associated with an increase in violent crime, including substantially higher rates of aggregated assault and rape and robbery and murder. So, you know, there are people who would look at these statistics and say what you're saying is not right.
Well, the statistics that I cite don't come from a college. They come from the United States Department of Justice. Also, the Stanford study does not isolate their review of open carry laws. They're reviewing all elements of gun laws. So, you know, I think the conclusion in the Stanford study deals more with the extent to which states have background checks. Florida is a background check state, by the way. The extent to which there are waiting periods, Florida is a waiting period state. Florida does not allow, for example, felons to carry firearms. And so there are a number of alternate causalities. But if you simply look at the issue of open carry, which is what my data reflects, there's absolutely no correlation with higher crime. There is a correlation with lower crime.
Well, let me play you what President Obama said the other day after the shooting. And take a listen to this.
It cannot be this easy for somebody who wants to inflict harm on other people to get his or her hands on a gun. And what's become routine, of course, is the response of those who oppose any kind of common sense gun legislation.
How do you respond to what he said there and the talk in the country, the conversation that's been going on, at least among some people, about the fact that we should be moving in the direction of more gun control rather than greater gun rights?
Well, the president's comments are in no way germane to the legislation that I've offered. The president is speaking to who can get a gun. My legislation doesn't change one iota who can or cannot get a gun. It simply indicates that if someone can get a gun, that they should be able to carry that gun openly. As a matter of fact, in my legislative career and in the state of Florida in the year 2011, we passed legislation restricting the ability of certain segments of the mentally ill population to obtain a gun. So, you know, I think that Florida is getting it right. I think we're vindicating constitutional rights, and we're striking an appropriate balance to make sure that we don't have individuals with known severe mental illness, you know, who've gotten out of a mental institution and are then able to go and buy a firearm.
How would you feel, though, if you walked into a McDonald's and there were 20 people in there and they all were openly carrying their weapons? You could see all of their guns.
I'd feel safer. You know, the evidence suggests that when people are openly carrying firearms, it encourages courteous conduct.
Encourages courteous conduct. But people are courteous sometimes even without carrying a weapon.
Well, sure.
But you think it would encourage it more of it if they did?
Well, I mean, all I can do is look at the data. I think that, you know, what's problematic with the president's rhetoric is that it's often reactionary and it often, you know, I think overstates the extent to which restricting the rights of law-abiding citizens will in any way decrease the frequency of violence in our country. That just is not the case, and particularly as it relates to how someone carries a weapon.
Would there be any protections in your bill for homeowners or business owners who don't want people openly carrying guns on their property?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that private property owners ought to have the right to define the conduct that occurs on their private property. And if Walt Disney World doesn't want to have people carrying, whether that's openly or concealed, they have the right to define that conduct. And then people can choose based on those policies whether or not they want to go to Disney World.
What about college campuses?
What about them?
Do you think that they ought to have the right to say, no, you can't carry on this campus?
Yeah, no, I don't, because a college campus is not public, or it's not private property in many circumstances. You know, I went to Florida State University, and that's property that's maintained with tax dollars and by the public. And I think that if the public is supporting the institution and it's public property, there should not be a circumstance where the government goes in and restricts people's rights. You know, at Florida State where I went, we recently had a shooting. I knew the shooter. He was a friend and colleague of mine when I was there. And in that library, you know, where people were struck with bullets, we had folks who had just returned back from Afghanistan who were veterans who otherwise would have had their firearms, who otherwise would have been able to protect themselves and others, were highly skilled. And as a result of college campuses being gun-free zones, they were disarmed. You know, what we got to remember about gun-free zones like college campuses is that they only disarm the law-abiding citizens.
Representative Gates, a similar bill to yours failed to pass the Florida legislature 5 years ago. Do you think that you'll have a better chance this time around?
I do.
Why?
Well, I think that, you know, more and more people are educated on the value of restoring constitutional liberties. Also, that bill had, you know, a number of different provisions. My bill is, I think, more laser focused on the open carry issue and not some of the other gun issues that are often debated throughout our state legislatures in the country.
That's Florida State Representative Matt Gaetz, who has introduced a bill in the state house to allow people in Florida to openly carry guns, as many other states do. Representative Gaetz, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.